The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Meyer Roth, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metziah has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is Daf Zion and Bava Metziah. I would like to begin with a story. There was a Yid who before the Second World War broke out, he had in a Swiss bank many bars of gold safely stored in the safe there. After the war, like so many other people, it was hard for them to retrieve the stuff that was put in the bank. And it just stayed there. And then started the whole international movement of trying to retrieve all belongings from the Swiss banks. And so his children approached him. "Why don't you try to get back your gold?" The father refused. He didn't want to chaperone with the goyim. He's not interested. Let's move on. And he never wanted to do anything about it. After the father passed away, his children decided that they would like to go ahead and try to retrieve this gold. That was all the children except one. One of them felt that it wasn't in the honor of his father. His father didn't want to do it, and therefore he felt out of respect to his father, they should not look to retrieve the gold. Really, there was another thing in his mind. They didn't really believe they were going to get it back, and why waste all that time? And so the brothers told him, "Listen here, we would like to go ahead. We need your permission." So he says, "You know what? I'm willing. I'm going to sell you my part in the gold. I'm going to sign over all my rights in the gold. And you can proceed and go ahead. I don't want to have anything to do with it." And so he signed over, made a kinyan, signed over all his rights in this gold to his brothers. The brothers then proceeded with lawyers, and believe it or not, they actually got a hold of this gold and they retrieved it from the bank. And now, this brother had second doubts on what he did. He said, "Listen here, I really didn't believe you were going to get it, but now that you got it, I really want my share. I didn't want you to do it. I didn't think you were going to get it. But now that you did it anyway, I would like my share." And they said, "No, you already sold us your part. You don't have a share anymore. And you cannot go back on what you sold us." Let us see what the halacha is. The Gemara says, it really starts on the Avov. There was a merchatz, a masusa, a merchatz, a bathhouse, that there was a disagreement who was the owner. And one person went ahead, and it was maktish, the bathhouse. He made it hegdish. And the Gemara says that the Amoroyim were worried, some Amoroyim were worried that this hegdish actually worked. And therefore, they didn't want to use the bathhouse. So the Gemara of Zion asks, why were they worried about using this bathhouse? Even in the event that the bathhouse really does belong to the fellow who was Magdishit. Still, since the other person was not allowing him to get it. So, the Gemara says, it's like somebody stole an item from the owner, and now, while it's in the person who stole it, it's in his possession. If the owner goes and he's magdashit, the halacha the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yochanan is it doesn't work. Because it's einoy b'rishusoy. It's not in his possession. He's now not able to assert his control over this item. Since the item is not in his control, it's b'rishus of the ganef. So the halacha is you cannot be makdish this item while it's in the other person's rishus. So why would Amiroyim worried about this person being makdish the item, the merchatz, while the other person stole it? And the Gemara answers that there's a difference between karka and metaltal. In karka, we don't have this halacha. Only in metaltal, meaning in possessions that can be moved and can be taken away from the bialim and put into another person's possession, there the halacha is you cannot be makdish. Because since it can be taken away from the bialim and he will have absolutely no control, only the one who steals it will have the control, the halacha is you cannot be makdish. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, Simei Reish Yud Beis, that the halacha is also, you cannot sell an item that is stolen when it's not in the owner's possession. Meaning, if somebody wants to sell an item that was stolen from him, the halacha is, it doesn't work. Since it's in the possession of the ganav, of the one who stole it, and he cannot assert control, so he cannot sell it to somebody else either. If that's correct, seemingly in our story, where the Swiss bank was giving people, not allowing people to take back their items, so they were acting as ganovim. They weren't willing to give the control of the item to the owners. So then the halacha would be that one cannot sell an item to somebody else while it was stolen. Therefore, this that he sold his part to his brother would not be effective. Because you cannot sell something that's not in your possession. It's under the control of somebody else. If that person is not willing to give it to you, so he's stealing it. So then the halacha is that you cannot sell it to somebody else. But there is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that if a Sefer Torah was stolen in a city, and now they caught the ganav, and they need a Bezdin to judge this ganav. So the Bezdin cannot be from this city. Because everybody's in a Ger Bedova. All these residents of the city are owners of this Sefer Torah. Because they all own the Sefer Torah collectively. Therefore, he cannot be a judge. So the Gemara asks, what's the problem? Let two people in the city sell their portion, and then they'll be able to be the judges, because then they won't be the owners of this part. They won't be owners in this Sefer Torah, and they won't be anyone again but them. So asks the Ktzos HaChoshen and Simon Lamed Zayin, how was it possible, how could the Gemara say that they should sell their part? They don't have a right to sell something when it's not b'shusam, when it's stolen. How can you sell something when it's stolen? This Sefer Torah is now stolen in the hands of the ganav. And the halacha is that while something is stolen, the owner can't sell it. So how are they able to sell their part? So Rabbi Kiva Ege in the Sefer Ksav HaChosim brings, Shlomo Eger brings there an answer. There's a Rama in Shita Mekubetzes, Daf Lamed Gimel, and Bava Kama. It says that when can't a person sell, he cannot sell it that it should be, that the ownership should be transferred right now because it's stolen. But if he sells it right now, and later we catch the gunner, and we get back the item, then the transfer of ownership that he did while it was stolen will now be effective. Says the Rishlemek, if this is true, and we say that the transfer is retroactively effective, so then the kasha of the Ktzeres HaChoshen is not shveh. Because we can say that the Dayonim will sell it. And when we actually catch the Ganav, then retroactively the Dayans will not have any part in this Hevet Torah, because it will be sold retroactively. Now, Kiveg is not sure if it works retroactively. He says it might be that this transfer only works from when the actual Sefer Torah is found, and therefore it might not answer the kasha of the Ktzeres HaChoshen. But either way, whether it works retroactively, or it works when it's actually found, in our story, it would be considered sold. Since he was sold, he transferred ownership while it was stolen, and then it was recovered. As soon as it was recovered, either retroactively or from that moment and on, it became his brother's, and now he would not be able to change his mind. This is if we hold like the Ramah. But the Nachal Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, says that most Rishonim do not hold like this Ramah. And he says, we do not paskin like this Ramah, and the halacha is that it does not work. A transfer of ownership does not work if it was stolen. Even later when we find it, it will not work. And you would have to effect a new kinyan. And the answer to the Gemara of Bava Basra, he says, is that there they were, the Gemara doesn't mean to sell it to the other people in the city. It means to sell his part in the Sefer Torah to the one who stole it. Because the halacha is that even though it doesn't work to sell it to somebody else, but to sell your part to the one who stole it, that would work even while it was stolen. Which would not help us in our situation, since he was not selling it to the people, to the bank. He was selling it to his brothers. The halacha would be, it does not work, and therefore he would be able to change his mind. So therefore, the halacha, since the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that you cannot sell this item while it's stolen, even later when you find it, the sale will not work, and the halacha will be that he can change his mind and still keep his part in the item.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.